TV license concession. For many years, the free TV license has been part of the Department for Work and Pensions, DWP, remit. Quite rightly, it has been seen as part of government's wider welfare role in tackling social isolation among the older generation. Successive governments have avoided improving the state pension, and instead have offered older people individual concessions, such as the free TV license for the over 75s. In 2015, the government withdrew from directly funding the scheme. Now the BBC is threatening cuts to it. According to the OECD, the UK state pension is the least adequate in the developed world. Removing this concession, without addressing the value of the state pension, is therefore grossly unfair. In any democracy, access to information is crucial to enable citizens the opportunity to be informed and make decisions. Loneliness among older people is now regarded as a growing problem. One in four pensioners view TV as their main form of companionship. The provision of such a concession should therefore be seen as playing a vital role in tackling this problem. As such, the concession is clearly funded from general taxation by society as a whole. This correctly reflects the obligations that we all have, including tax-paying pensioners, to make a contribution towards benefits and services which we deem to be worthy. Around 6.5 million older people have an income of less than £11,800 a year. The TV license, as a proportion of income, therefore represents quite a considerable amount. I have no doubt that, if the concession were to be removed, many would simply be unable to pay. Means testing a benefit costs far more to administer than it being paid universally. Experience shows that it is often those who need such benefits most who tend to be the ones who don't claim. The BBC also needs to look at its other areas of expenditure, such as the salaries paid to some of its top executives and on-screen talent, before it makes a decision to cut this concession. Claude Mickelson, Lydney, Gloucestershire.